There was also an inscription over him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I heard a very interesting story on the radio this week about something called pop-ups. And I'm not talking about ads that come up on the screen when you are browsing the internet. Rather, pop-ups are places that companies put together, almost like scenes or sets, for people to go and take their photo at. But there is a major difference between pop-ups and going to a photographer to get your photo taken. In our self-absorbed and self-obsessed culture, pop-ups are specifically designed for one to get good photos, selfies in fact, of themselves, to put on Instagram. So I had to look this up on Google to find out a little bit more. So I found an article about pop-ups, and it says this of them. These were in Toronto. It said, "Pop-ups aren't anything new, but Torontonian and city visitors have more of an excuse than ever to strike a pose. Instagram-friendly pop-ups are happening across the city, and exaggerated pop-ups and eye-popping visuals are just a couple of things that you'll be able to enhance your Instagram with. Whether you are a fan of the 90s, a dreamer, or a lover of nature, there's a perfect picture installation on the list for you." It's kind of amazing when you think about it, but we live in a world full of idolatry, where we worship ourselves and a whole host of other things rather than God, and pop-ups are simply one symptom of that. But today in the church is Christ the King Sunday, or Reign of Christ, the last Sunday of the church year before Advent, where we recognize that Christ is King of all creation, both in heaven and earth. And in our society today, where many other things rule our hearts and lives, the church needs to reclaim this day, Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday, though, is a relatively new feast in the Christian church. It is less than 100 years old, but it causes us to take stock of who Christ is, what he has done, and what he is still doing in our world. It first took place and was first held in the Roman Catholic Church in 1925, a time when the world was going through a great time of change. Different political ideologies were beginning, and people were clashing and starting to divide. So the Pope thought he would institute this feast, Christ the King, into this political environment. When we think about our own political landscape today, less than 100 years after, it is fitting, perhaps once again, that we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. Pope Pius, who created the feast, says this of the feast: "The faithful, moreover, by meditating upon these truths, Christ being King, that is, will gain much strength and courage, enabling them to form their lives after the true Christian ideal. If Christ is to be our Lord and all power is given to him on heaven and earth, purchased by his blood, we are now subject to his dominion, and his power embraces all. It must be clear then that not one of our faculties is exempt from his empire. He must reign in our minds, and we must have perfect submission. He must reign in our wills, that we obey the law of God. He must reign in our hearts, and we must cleave to him. He must reign in all our bodies, in all our members, which should serve as instruments for him in this world." I read this quote about Pope Pius every year on this feast, and I put it in my sermon every year on this feast, because it is important that we ask the question, do we let Christ reign in all our faculties, or do we let in other ideologies, idols, or objects to rule us? I think that if we are honest with ourselves, the answer is probably yes, at least some of the time. There is much in our world to distract us and draw us from Christ, and we must use this feast day to remember and recall that Christ is King, and recommit all our faculties to him, our hearts, minds, and our souls. Although we sometimes fall off the beaten path, there are people in our world and in our churches who never cease to remember that it is Christ who is King. We are shown this very clearly in our gospel reading for today. This is one of the most beautiful and moving passages of Scripture. In our gospel reading for today, our Lord is hanging on the cross, his earthly throne between two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And over Jesus there is a sign that reads, "King of the Jews." and the Roman soldiers who are crucifying him are mocking him, treating him as a king. Many of us know how the rest of the story goes. One of the criminals on his right beside Jesus pleads that if Jesus truly be the Messiah, he use his power to save them all. But the man hanging on the other side of Jesus says something very interesting. He asks, "Do you not fear God? You and I are justly condemned and are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong." The criminal then turns to our Lord and says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And our Lord's response, "Today you will be with me in paradise." This is a very interesting gospel for the church, especially on this day, Christ the King. First, because it shows us something about our Lord's kingdom, that it is not of this world. But secondly, because it surprises us, because it is a common criminal who recognizes Christ for who he is, King of heaven and earth. But if we think about it, that often happens in our world, doesn't it? For example, if you talk to someone who has been in the hospital and sick for a long time, they often come to recognize that it is Christ who is King. If you would talk to a homeless person on the street, they often realize it is Christ who is truly King. If you visit people in prison, they have often come to the realization that it is Christ who is King. So why is it that these people on the margins of society recognize in all their faculties, as Pope Pius put it, that Christ is King? When I reflect on this question, I can only come up with one answer. They know that Christ is King because they have been failed by all the kings and kingdoms and idols of this world. The things that we all worship and idolize in this world have let them down. They have seen their frailties, just like that common criminal hanging beside Jesus, and they realize who he is, a king, and how nothing else or no one will ever be. Next week will be the first Sunday of Advent, and we will begin another church year. We will be given another opportunity to share afresh the story of salvation, in which God takes on flesh and comes into the world, ultimately to die for us all on the cross. As we as the church share the story of salvation week after week in the church and in our daily lives, we must pray that we keep Christ at the center, that through the year Christ would be King of all our faculties. We must pray to have hearts and minds like those in our world who know Christ is King. This is hard work, as in our world and society, there is so much to distract us. There is so much else to be King of our hearts. But through the year, we must remember that we are working towards a new kingdom where all things will be made right and where Christ is King. Amen.